am Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new up and coming podcast entitled, What Is He Thinking? The sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes politically incorrect, but always sincere and truthful podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. You've got questions? I've got answers. What's going down? How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you living? This is your host, Alexander Stevens, back with another edition of the What Is He Thinking podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different from our standard episode. Today's episode is going to be what I like to call a Ask Alex episode. During Ask Alex episodes, I will answer questions that I either received from you via my email, heard in person, or I came across on social media online somewhere. If you want one of your questions to be included on a future Ask Alex episode, all you have to do is email it to whatishethinking@gmail.com. And if I can answer it in 10 minutes or less, it will be included in an Ask Alex episode. And if it takes me longer than 15 minutes to give you a real answer, I'll just make a full regular episode dedicated to that question or topic. Well, enough with the introduction and the parameters. Let's get to it.
Ask Alex.
Question. For the men only, what helpful advice can you give the women in this group to better communicate with you? My response was as follows. Communication is both listening and absorbing information from another individual and conveying your own thoughts and opinions back to the first individual that you listen to. So I'm going to break things up in the following way. When listening to a man, focus on the main idea, his point, and not the tone it was delivered with or the other details around that main point. 2. Men communicate with actions more than they do with words many times. Pay attention to his actions more than you do his words. When speaking to a man, if you're just talking to talk, if you're just talking to vent, and you do not want him to try to solve your problem or fix your situation, start off by telling him so that he understands that he just needs to be a listening ear. 2. Begin whatever you're going to say with your ultimate main point first, before going into elaboration and details on all the other specifics that you wanted to talk about. 3. Reiterate your main point in the middle and once again at the end of whatever you're talking about with your guy, if you're going to be talking for more than 2 minutes. 4. Do not wait until a man brings you a complaint or concern to bring him your complaint or concern. Accept accountability for whatever he is talking about and wait for another time to bring him your issues. Last but not least, 5. Constant communication or excessively long sessions of communication is draining and annoying to most men. Quality over quantity. Make your conversation and communication count. Idle talk and chit-chat, or 3 times a day status updates, or 4 times a day status inquiries are no good.
Ask Alex.
Today's question is as follows. Hello, I have a question and I really want the male perspective. I am single, but my son's father and I have tried countless times to work it out and be a family, and it just seems impossible. At this time, we are at an impasse because I feel like he tries to control my every move like I'm a child, and I want to be treated like an equal. For context, I do make more money, but money is not that important to me. I am a leader. I am a real woman. I can move in ways my king can't, and to me, that's just factual. I try to be supportive, but he feels like I'm trying to change him, when I feel he is just growing into a man, his true self. Our current problem is, he would like to be able to tell me how to dress. If I don't answer a phone call while I'm out, he makes me feel like I'm a liar and a cheater. And I feel like he interrogates me when it comes to female or male friends. For the first 5 years of the relationship, I allowed it. But we've been separated for about a year, and I realize the kind of pressure those things put on me. So I'm putting my foot down. Am I overreacting? Should he be allowed to do these things to be my spouse? How many questions is too many questions for me to be able to talk to people I know? I won't live in a cage to love anyone. It's not love to me, but I know as men feel like this is how they lead. Is that okay? And Alexander Stevens had to respond to this inquiry the following way. Based on your side of the story alone, y'all should break up. I do wonder what his side of the story is, though. But since all I have is your side of the story, that's all I can work with. Based on your side of the story, he is insecure. He is insecure partially because he isn't the provider in the relationship, because you make more money. He might be insecure because he feels like you're out of his league, looks-wise. He might be insecure due to his own childhood. And or, he might be insecure because he knows deep down you are smarter than him. This insecurity makes him want to check up on you a lot because he's nervous that you might leave. This is a problem he is going to have to deal with himself. You are not going to be able to do much about it. But as I kept reading, I did notice something that you said. Most men do not want to battle over who's the leader of the relationship or the household. You say you are a leader, but men want to lead. And if y'all were to get married, and you're the Christian woman you claim to be, God would want the man to lead too. So this is always going to cause a problem. What I'm about to say isn't popular, but I feel it's true. Two-person, 50-50 leadership sounds nice. People talk about it a lot today here in 2020. But tell me what other organization, what other group, what other business on planet Earth has shared leadership between two people only? Perfectly shared leadership between two individuals. I can't think of any. In my opinion, it's against human nature. When there's a pair or a group of people, there is always a hierarchy where one person is a leader or one committee group of people serve as the leader. But even within this leadership committee, there's typically a leader within that. There's never just two people with equal power and equal ability co-leading perfectly equally. I've said in the past that if a woman doesn't trust the leadership ability of a man, she should not be with that man seriously. And they definitely shouldn't marry or reproduce with. So I suggest that if you guys don't go into independent solo counseling and also go into couples therapy, that both of you should go your separate ways. And in the future, find a new man that you do not mind following, and or find a man that's doing better than you are, so the chances of him being insecure and treating you the way your ex has is slim. So once I sent that response, she responded to my response with the following. I purposely left the "I'm a leader" phrase in my letter to allow for this type of response. I won't say that I'm not a leader, that would be false, but I do play my position as a woman. I make suggestions out of the situation and I give different scenarios on actions that can be taken and allow my spouse to make the final decision. I don't agree that leadership should be single-handed. Our life experiences have been different. I bring history to the table that he has never encountered, so I do not expect him to go at it alone and make decisions for our family. Example, it's the 20th, bills are coming due, and he has a ticket that needs to be paid. He consults his mother instead of me, and she advises him to pay the $600 ticket and ignore the $200 light bill, the $200 phone bill, the $80 gas bill, and so forth. My experience suggested that he should put the ticket payment on a credit card, then contact the light, gas, and phone companies to negotiate an extension and a partial payment plan, and put all of that to the card so the utilization won't be too high. The insurance wouldn't be canceled, and there wouldn't be four different late fees if he did it this way. He chose to follow his mom, and it took him months to get out from under it. As his spouse, I am a leader, but I can't accept him making other decisions. I just make the suggestion because I think different and I move in ways he can't see. So when I'm reading her response, I don't know, I'm a little confused because her first email kind of sounded like she was single or not with this guy anymore or never married to this guy. But then at the end of that first message and with her response message, she's talking about him as if they are a marital item. Anyway, here's my response to her response. When I say a singular leader, I do not mean he makes decisions and runs the intricate details of everything alone. A good leader knows how to delegate. A good leader knows what he is good at and what he isn't good at. And a good leader knows who to consult for wise counsel and who to avoid. A good leader knows who will only tell him what he wants to hear and who will tell him what will help him. A solid man leads the overall direction of a relationship that he is in. He sets the tone. He's the final say if the two of you cannot come to an agreement or compromise on a controversial topic. But that does not mean that he doesn't listen to suggestions, preferences, and ideas from his woman. It also does not mean that he doesn't set aside certain tasks or areas of responsibility that he knows he's not that great at for his significant other to have control over and run it as she sees best fit, as long as how she runs it doesn't violate with his overall tone and direction that he's set forth. Also, speaking of your example, there's no way he should be asking his mom about stuff like this over you. Unless you have a history of being an irresponsible clown, there's no way that should happen. Anyway, a good leader sets the direction, sets the tone, goes first, knows their weaknesses, delegates, and seeks good and appropriate counsel. The long and the short of it is, based on your example and your response message, your dude isn't a good leader. He's insecure, plus not a good decision maker. Those two are a formula for failure. He and both of y'all together need therapy. We should just move on, in my humble opinion. So, if this individual gets back to me with an update on her situation, I will share with you guys, but if not, hopefully I helped her and I helped you if you are in a similar situation as she is.
Ask Alex.
Today's topic I ran across online in a dating and relationships group, and it reads as follows. Do you think success is a liability for powerhouse women? And then it refers to an article on fastcompany.com entitled, Why Ambitious Women Get Divorced More Often Than Ambitious Men. So, question once again, do you think success is a liability for powerhouse women? And the following is my response. Up-and-coming YouTube star Kevin Samuels discusses this type of stuff every week on his YouTube show. But for those of you who have no idea who he is, which I assume is the majority of you, I will take a couple moments here to explain the reason why career-driven, successful, powerhouse women fail in relationships more often than not. There's a dozen reasons why ambitious, powerhouse, career-driven women fail in relationships. I'll touch on a few. One, in order to be highly successful in most careers, one has to work 50 hours a week or more and have a traditionally masculine mindset and attitude. When I say traditionally masculine mindset slash attitude, I mean characteristics and traits such as being aggressive, ruthless, overly competitive, overly driven, stifling your emotions so that you do not allow the human side of you to get in the way of you achieving your goal. That's what I'm talking about. But basically, the long and the short of it is heterosexual masculine men, for the most part, are not attracted to traditionally masculine traits. It doesn't matter if biologically you're a woman, if you carry yourself as a man, that repels most men. Reason number two. Most highly successful career-driven women do not leave or have enough time to be of much use slash benefit to their partner. If a guy is busting his tail all day busy outside the home, and he will be extremely busy busting his tail outside the home, because the majority of women do not attach themselves with men who are less busy or less successful than they are. So he's going to be busy. But when he does finally get home, he wants to experience nurturing, loving, and quality time with this woman with the few remaining hours that he has in his week. If she is also super busy and gone or unavailable a lot, then she won't be around for a lot of those few remaining hours that he has in his week dedicated to her. Furthermore, if the couple has kids, then the man will get even less attention from his woman because most all of the limited time she has at home is going to be directed toward the kids. So, after a while, most men are like, what is the point of having a woman that I promise my faithfulness and loyalty to? What is the point in intentionally limiting my sources I could get nurturing or loving from to one person if that one person is unavailable and is not taking care of those needs? What is the point? She is basically just a roommate, but not any roommate. She's a roommate that restricts and limits my freedom, my romantic options, and my entertainment outings while not taking care of those needs herself. What's the point? Reason number three, and I believe I've said this on almost every podcast that I've done. Reason number three, guys judge and want different things from women than women want from men. Just because the successful, powerhouse, career-driven woman is embodying all the traits and doing all the things that she would want in a man does not mean that she is doing all the things that a man would want in her. In general, what guys want when they are in a relationship with a woman is help, typically non-financial help, Marvin Gaye, support, peace of mind, and a soft place where he can show a side of himself that he must spend 99% of his life suppressing or ignoring. Those are the main things that a man wants and looks for from his woman in a relationship. Furthermore, a successful, powerhouse, career-driven woman, since she is in her masculine so often and usually isn't that domestic, subconsciously, this makes most men want to compete with her as if he is out in the real world dealing with other men, not show his softer side, and definitely not have any peace. Moreover, when she does assist or help him, it is not help delivered in a feminine or nurturing style. It is help in the same style of what he was doing for himself before he met her. Most single guys, especially when they were in their 20s, outsource their nutritional needs. And when I say outsource, I mean buy takeout, go to restaurants, buy frozen dinners, or do meal delivery. Most guys, when they were single, they outsource or don't even really do their domestic cleaning. Most guys, when they're single, don't have to do much of the childcare if they have kids. And when they do have to do the childcare, a lot of that is outsourced as well. And lastly, when guys are single, of course, there's no one to rush home to from work. Then, if a guy gets married to a busy career woman and is still having to outsource those three things, still eating a bunch of restaurant food and takeout, still paying other people to clean the house, still paying strangers or extended family to look after the kids, still coming home to no one because she's just as busy or busier than he is, then it's kind of like, what's the point? Lastly, despite what you might have been told or what you believe, the overwhelming majority of men, when they're single, get sporadic and or inconsistent loving. So, if he were to get married and continue to have sporadic, inconsistent one-on-one time because his woman is overly busy, then once again, it is like, what's the point? Anytime a man gets the what's the point feeling, he either subconsciously starts acting differently in a manner that his woman will not like, or he might act the same, but his energy will change, and this will cause his woman's energy to change, which will make her even more distant and her treatment of him even poorer, which will cause his energy to drop even lower, which will cause her energy to correspondingly drop back and forth, then we have things cycling and downward, spiraling out of control. Well, I just gave you multiple reasons. I could go on, but I've said enough. Basically, of course, this article is correct by saying success can be a liability to powerhouse women. Because to some women, their success and career become their husband, and they forget to treat their actual husband like a husband wants to be treated. So I know what you're thinking. You're probably sitting there like, so men want uneducated, broke, busted, and disgusted bums? Men don't want a woman that has a real job and a real career that's about her business? That's pathetic. Why are they intimidated by successful women? And I would tell you that it is not about being intimidated by successful women. And it's not about men wanting to be with unmotivated, uneducated bums. It's truly about balance, and it's about men wanting to be the priority. Men want women that keep proper life balance, and to most men, that life balance is going to be slanted toward the family and his needs and not her career aspirations. Men don't want another man, the boss at his woman's job, to have more influence and sway over her than he does in his role of long-term serious boyfriend or husband. So as long as your educated, driven life is structured to align and not conflict with the two things that I just mentioned, it's all good. If not, the chances of you having trouble in your relationship or not even getting in a relationship or finding a relationship in the first place will be exponentially higher. Well, that just about wraps up this episode of Ask Alex. And remember, if you potentially want to be included on a future episode, just shoot me an email. If any of my answers today were confusing, also contact me and I will attempt to clarify things for you. If one of my answers you just vehemently disagree with, you can type that up in an email and then delete it because I have no use for it. What's generally true for the majority of men is what it is. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And if you found any part of this episode helpful, thought-provoking, or intriguing, please share it with a friend. The more people I can help, the better I feel within. And like I alluded to earlier, if you have any questions, any suggestions for new topics for me to discuss in the future, or if you need any clarification on anything I have spoken on, please just shoot me an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com. whatishethinking@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message via my Anchor website. All you need to do is go to anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. Go there, leave me a couple words, and if it's constructive, I will definitely get back to you or keep your thoughts in mind when I record future podcasts. And never forget, I'm not here to tickle your ear. My only goal is to tell you what you need to know. I'm not here to offend. I just want to see you win with men. Well, until we meet again,